Some COVID vaccine news in this episode of Health Matters. Swiss Medic, the National Authorization and Supervisory Authority for Drugs and Medical Products, have authorized the use of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Along with the Pfizer-BioNTech and Moderna vaccines, this becomes the third COVID vaccine authorized for use in this country. The COVID-19 vaccine Janssen, as it's known, has also been approved in the US, Canada, and by the European Union. But there's a problem with availability. Because of this, Switzerland has not so far procured any doses, with indications that delivery would not be possible until the autumn. The COVID-19 vaccine Janssen has a big advantage, the fact that it only requires a single dose, and transportation and storage are also less complicated than for some of the other vaccines. This vaccine is a viral vector vaccine. It uses a modified version of another virus, the vector, which in this case is a harmless human adenovirus. At vaccination, the vector delivers the genetic blueprint for COVID-19 virus surface proteins into a person's cells, so triggering an immune response and allowing protection if the person comes into contact with COVID-19 in the future. In terms of effectiveness, according to Swiss Medic, studies have shown that the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is 66.9% effective in preventing COVID-19 infection in the studied age groups, and severe and critical forms of COVID-19 can be prevented in almost 85% of cases. The other good news is that this vaccine shows positive results in terms of protection against the Brazilian and South African variants. So encouraging results, but unfortunately short supplies. The Federal Office of Public Health admits that delivery bottlenecks have also affected supplies of the already authorised Pfizer-BioNTech and Moderna vaccines, meaning that the vaccination campaign has been forcibly slowed down in Switzerland. However, they are expecting things to improve and the arrival of the agreed delivery quantities in the upcoming quarters of the year, so fingers crossed, things can get back on track. Remember, you can find out about how vaccination is organised in your canton and how and where to register for vaccination on the relevant cantonal website. You can listen to all of my podcasts again at worldradio.ch/healthmatters. My name is Dr. Michelle Wright. Thank you for listening.